Veterans Affairs Department is going to try to address the major aspect of its patient scheduling scandal by looking to industry for help. VA is planning two major acquisitions in the coming months. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details on what VA is trying to do. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so is this all a what's going on here? There's two RFPs. Are they a response to what's going on now?
I think they are partly our response to this series of Inspector General reports and other evidence showing that the scheduling system that they're currently using is if not broken, at least being abused, not being taken advantage of. You can use any word you want, but it's not working. In fact, Senator Rob Portman says one IG report found VA employees were not using the scheduling application under VISTA. That's their main electronic health record system that you know every veteran's data is into. About 70% of the time, they were just doing something else. So whether it's the system itself or the lack of standards or the lack of oversight, nobody knows. But either way, it's not working. So what VA is trying to do now is, hey, industry, what's better? What's out there that we could use? And I caught up with Steph Warren, VA's chief information officer, after a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs hearing yesterday to discuss the agency's plans in more detail.
There's a first one, which is making adjustments, improvements to the existing scheduling software, so the interfaces. That one is being done through the T4 contract, so if folks are interested, they should reach out to the TAC and get that information. Second one is the broader one. It's the replacement of the existing scheduling system with a commercial product. We have an industry day next week, and then the end of the month, we're going to sit down and have one-on-one interviews for feedback in terms of that engagement, and then that acquisition will go out, and we're looking at what are the right packages to use to put that bid out on the street, because we're moving very aggressively, not only to make the improvement so we can get the relief to the folks on the line, but also to bring that commercial product in and interface it with the existing VISTA system.
Both going through T4 or what was anything?
The first one is going through T4. The second one, based upon the feedback from the industry day and the interviews, we're going to make the decision there. We are looking for a commercial product, and that's what's going to drive the selection of the acquisition path.
Now, Warren tells the Senate committee yesterday that he hopes the RFPs will be out by the end of the year, which if you extend what a typical government timeline is, it means award implementation is still 12 to 18 months away.
So, Jason, has VA, this is the second time they've tried to do this, to develop a patient scheduling system. Didn't they do it before?
They did. It's at least the second time, and the first time they did it that we can remember, they failed. Now, in fact, if you remember when Roger Baker was the chief information officer at VA, he was lauded for stopping 45 IT systems that were, you know, over schedule, over budget, or not delivering on their promises. And the scheduling application was one of those 45. At the time, VA had spent about $160 million over 8 years on the scheduling replacement system and wasn't getting close to the functionality that it expected. And VA, in fact, just to say, okay, well, what is really out there? What can we do? They ran a competition last fall. Now, this is not a acquisition, but a contest on challenge.gov to see, okay, who could give us a scheduling app that fits our needs under VISTA. Warren says that contest, in part, will be the basis for this upcoming competition.
Are there products available out in the marketplace? And the answer was yes. So we were able to know we don't need to build it ourselves, which was a major breakthrough for the organization. The second piece is, in the process of doing the competes, we established and validated the data interfaces. So we know if you go with a commercial product, how do you hook it in? Because I'll share with you one of the primary reasons a commercial product acquisition fails is because the interfaces fail. You don't know what the connections are, and the costs go crazy. The other thing that we got out of that was we established sandboxes, places where vendors can come in and prove the concept. And that way, we're driving the risk down when we go out and get that commercial product. We know what the standards are. We have the test routines. We've got the automated test sequences. And we also have the sandboxes where we can do that, which drives us to that outcome of bringing in a commercial product to interface to that world-class VISTA system we have today.
Even though you have proved that there's some scheduling programs that are out there currently, you feel like you still need to run the acquisition versus taking current approaches that were done through the challenge and saying, well, can we just expand on those? Or is that part of the decision-making process, the acquisition strategy development?
A competes is a competition. It's not an acquisition. So you're actually not able to basically go from a competition and flip it into an acquisition. It's one of the constraints in the law, as I understand it. So the acquisition is, A, the marketplace is improved. B, we've shown we can do it. We've got the tools in place to drive that risk down. And we want to make sure that the best can play. And too often folks pre-select to something they want. We want to make sure that's not the behavior. We want to get the best commercial product that will fit to the standards the team is looking for.
Now, at the same time, the VAs, as they run this competition, they're also saying, well, we also know about our past mistakes. Why did this scheduling appointment system fail last time? So one of the things that they'll do differently this time around is take an agile approach to development. Now, Warren says VA's delivery of IT projects to that meet their schedule, their budget, their functionality has increased to more than 80%. Now, this is the fourth year in a row that percentage has gone up. It was only at 30% just 4 years ago. So you can see VA has taken a whole different approach to developing applications, developing software. In fact, in a recent Government Accountability Office report, they found VA was only one of the five agencies that it reviewed that met all the requirements under the Office of Management and Budget's 2012 guidance for agile or incremental development.
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, the Senate hearing where Steph Warren talked about the RFPs was supposed to be about the IT workforce. So did this turn into a session about VA and its problems, or did they actually discuss the IT workforce?
Yeah, they spent a lot of time on that VA question. Senators Rob Portman and Tammy Baldwin used a lot of their time to ask questions about that really Warren couldn't answer. He's not the expert on why the IG found what the IG found. No, they did hit upon some related topics to VA, such as healthcare and the Defense Department's ongoing development of their new electronic health record system and how that relates back to VA. Remember, this DoD system has got to be interoperable at the very, at least with VA's VISTA system. Now, Chris Miller is the program executive officer for the Defense Department's healthcare management system. He's also the acting director of the DoD VA Interagency Program Office, which is overseeing this electronic health record effort. Now, as DoD begins the acquisition phase of a new program, to develop and buy a new system, Senator Baldwin expresses concern over the military's plan not to ask vendors to demonstrate their technology for doctors and nurses.
So one of the things we are trying to do, ma'am, is make sure that we build an evaluation process that is as open and fair and transparent for all providers. I mean, so when you come to things like demonstrations, they potentially open up things that are difficult. And so we're trying to work through how we can still gain the insight and get our people the access they need without compromising the integrity of our acquisition. And so we are in the process of releasing an update to our RFP, a draft, but we are very close this week to issuing one. And it will have updates in those areas, ma'am, but we are trying to balance moving expeditiously with doing it right. And just so you're aware, we've had over 1,000 comments on our RFP to date, and we have addressed every single one of those, and we will continue to engage industry and learn and make sure we provide feedback in those areas.
Now, that was Chris Miller, the program executive officer for the Defense Department's healthcare management system. He says the acquisition team includes contracting legal and clinical experts, such as doctors and nurses, to determine what is best for DOD. Now, additionally, DOD is establishing what they call a functional champion. Currently, that is Rear Admiral Raquel Bono. She is the Navy Medical Corps Director of the National Capital Region's Medical Directorate. She's now the acting functional champion until a permanent one is named. This will be another, if you will, layer of oversight, layer of responsibility of the person who's going to be running this day-to-day system. Now, beyond the health IT questions and answers, there are some interesting things did come from the hearing, specifically around workforce. First off, the CIOs on the panel, along with Warren, they included Homeland Security's Luke McCormick and the Office of Personnel Management's Donna Seymour, say they are not having problems hiring or retaining employees. I think that's a good news for a lot of CIOs, a lot of others, because there was a lot of concern about pay and whether, agencies can afford it and the benefits are enough. There's a whole discussion that seems to never end. Now, Seymour says also her agency is working with the CIO Council to collect data on the cyber workforce, another big area of concern for a lot of CIOs. All this information will be put into the EHRI system, so agencies and OPM will have a more clear visibility on current and projected cyber workforce needs. Now, Seymour also offered a little bit of news about OPM's plans to improve the retirement system's modernization process.
As an example of how we are looking to the future, we are working with a payroll shared service center to pilot receipt of data electronically. After the pilot, we will be in a position to work with the other payroll shared service providers to eliminate hard copy individual retirement records completely. Additionally, we are building a means by which the electronic data can automatically be fed into our annuity calculator. This increases accuracy and allows our staff to provide better customer support.
So those few tidbits around the HR workforce was you know, kind of popped out during testimony and other things. What was interesting about this hearing is, you know, this Senator John Tester, who's the chairman of the Efficiency and Effectiveness of Federal Programs and the Federal Workforce Subcommittee, he called the hearing. You know, he did ask some questions about the CIO's role and other workforce challenges. And what's interesting is initially the idea of this hearing really was in part of the committee's efforts to decide about its version of the Federal IT Acquisition and Reform Act, or FITARA, and what it would look like, you know, how much it would differ or be similar to the House's version. But they got so preoccupied with this VA and healthcare stuff. Yes, Senator Tester asked some of those questions, but I'm not sure he learned or heard much more that the committee hadn't already heard before. And I think that as they develop their plan for FITARA or some version of it, they may have missed an opportunity here to really get a better understanding of what needs to change within the federal IT sector from a legislative perspective.
Jason, what seems to be emerging here is a picture of the interrelatedness of the workforce, of the ability to buy technology, of the CIO's role, and of the incentive system for employees at VA, which, when this is all going in opposite directions and gets mixed up and then throw in a little malfeasance, you get this national scandal that's still billowing now with some of the numbers that came out yesterday of tens of thousands of people unscheduled. Some gave up and never did get into the VA hospitals. So it looks as if there's kind of an architecture to this whole thing, with the CIOs possibly having a really big role in fixing it.
I think the CIOs definitely will have a big role in fixing it. And what we're finding through both surveys, such as the Tech America survey that we spoke about last week, or several other things that we're seeing from OMB, is that the CIOs are at that table now. And I think that's one thing that definitely came out of the discussion yesterday about investment review boards and oversight processes. CIOs are playing a much more active role in that area. Now, one thing I just want to point out as a kind of an aside to your question, Tom, is this VA scheduling problem is not a new problem. I mean, there's IG reports that go back 10 years saying, hey, VA is struggling with the scheduling. So this has happened under now two administrations. This has been happened under I don't know how many VA secretaries. The fact is nobody paid attention or not paid attention enough before. And that's really what I think is missed out of the dialogue that's happening within the community, that this is not a new problem, but they're just realizing how bad it's gotten.
So the people had bad tools, perhaps, to work with all these years, but then they also did falsify records. So they've got really two distinct problems that kind of came together in this one.
Yeah, I think so. And you saw that with the patient scheduling system that failed. You know, 8 years, $160 million. So they ran a contest, and, you know, within whatever the 9 months that the contest ran on challenge.gov, they came up with three winners. You know, they gave award prize money of about $3 million to three winners, who says, yeah, these all meet our needs. And part of the question, that's why I asked Mr. Warren this question, is why not just use one of those? You have it. You know it works. And he says there's some rules in the acquisition process in the law that does not let VA head down that path. I don't know. I mean, if I was Mr. Warren, if I was VA, I would do everything I can to see if I could get those scheduling applications up online much more quickly than going through another acquisition process.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that report.
My pleasure.